Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
And welcome to another edition of Focus on Community. I'm Frank Rush. Nice to have you along this weekend and hope everything's going well with you as we kind of try to inform you about some of the things that are going on throughout the Wabash Valley. And we've got something kind of informative, I think, and fun to listen to this weekend. And that's talking about what's going on at Ivy Tech here in Terre Haute, to which a lot of people are going to say, yeah, I know we got Ivy Tech and yeah, it's kind of like an after high school type of trade school, college, that kind of thing. But do you really know what it is? And do you really know what they're doing down there? And they had a huge graduation here just the other day. Let's talk to Leanne Crooks, who's the chancellor of the Terre Haute campus. Leanne, how you doing today?
I'm good, Frank. How are you?
Not bad at all. You had the commencement for the, the spring 2019 commencement for Ivy Tech just the other day. It was so big that you had to go to Holman Center to have it because there wasn't enough room on campus. How many graduates did you have this year?
Well, we actually had over 1,000 graduates, about 1,200 graduates. We had 400 of them actually walk through graduation. So not everyone chooses to walk, but for those 400 that joined us, it was a great celebration for them.
And on top of that, even though you had 1,200 graduates, you awarded more associate degrees and certificates than just that 1,200. You had, what, another 400 or 500 on top of that? I mean, as far as number of certificates, right?
Certainly. We had we awarded over 1,700 certificates. And so for us, we have different levels of degrees that we award. So you can receive a 30-hour certificate and then a technical certificate, which then also feeds into an associate degree. So it's kind of a stepping stone in most of our degree programs. So we just have a lot of students who come to us and get one or the other, or they may go through all steps, and sometimes there's space in between those steps. But ultimately, we're focused on successes at different intervals that feed into additional successes. So,
and some of those folks that were awarded certificates and degrees were actually high school students, which I think is pretty amazing that they're still going to high school, but they're also attending Ivy Tech at the same time.
Yeah, it's an exciting opportunity for high school students, and we have really been working with the high schools. We actually have college connection coaches in each one of our high schools in our service area. And those are Ivy Tech employees, but they're working with high school students to really help them understand the dual credit that they're taking, because dual credit is free. They also take some dual enrollment, which is a financial agreement between us and the school, or us and the student. The college connection coaches work with those students to help them understand that they already are well on their way to achieving at least a certificate, or on their way to achieving a degree. And for families, that's a huge financial savings. So the college connection coaches also work to educate the parents on what that is. And in many cases, that means that they're going to finish here with one more year of education if they have a year complete, or they may go straight to a four-year institution, so that it really just provides the student flexibility. And with all the student loan debt, it's important that we're working with students to help understand the best financial opportunity for them.
I want to touch on that student loan debt thing that you brought up in just a second, but I did want to give a real quick touch on the fact that there is a Start as a Sophomore program, which is what some of these high school kids are getting into. Give me a quick thing. How do folks take advantage of that? How do they find out more about that?
So I mentioned the college connection coaches, and so if you have a student who is in one of the high schools in our area, I would strongly suggest that they connect in with their college connection coach. They will help them pathway to the Start as a Sophomore. And what that means is they're completing 30 credit hours while they're in high school. And like I said, typically that's going to be a dual credit. That means that we are working closely with the high school to ensure that the teacher in the high school is certified based on our credentialing, and that they're also teaching to our learning objectives, so that the student is getting the same level of coursework and the same learning objectives completed, so that we can award them the credit for free.
Now, we talked about student loan debt. You mentioned that, and that is kind of a big thing for you guys, because let's face it, everybody nowadays talks about, oh, we have these kids that graduate from college, you know, they go for 4 or 5 years, and they come out and they're hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt, and they can't afford to pay their bills, and they have a degree in Greek literature or something that they can't get a job with. You guys are all about getting a job at the most affordable price, getting a degree at the most affordable price, and getting a job that will actually pay you something. And that's kind of neat. That's really what you're all about.
That it really is. I mean, that is our niche in higher education. We do have students who come to us totally with a focus of transfer. So, you know, we do have a dual mission, and that is a relationship with our four-year partners to make sure that we are feeding those students into the four-year degree appropriately. And our students, when they go to four-year institutions, they are very successful. In fact, Purdue just did a study that indicated that our students are more successful than their third-year students. So that is one track. But as you said, one of our biggest niches in higher ed is that career focus. And we have, we're very strategic in the programs that we offer at specific campuses within the Ivy Tech system. So in Terre Haute, the courses that we offer are leading to jobs in our service area. And we really focus in on those that are high demand, where we are maybe not meeting the job demand need. And really work with students to educate them as to what those positions would be when they graduate. So it's a pathway into career. It might be a stopping point for them, but it also might be a stepping stone to something beyond that first step in their career. But it is it definitely at our tuition rate is a money savings to students and families, and that is huge for us when we do think about the student loan debt, for sure.
And that's something that's really important, because I'll say it this way: you're not cheap, you're affordable. important.
None of higher ed is cheap. We know that. But we are affordable. And the one thing that we really focus in on, you know, 50% of our students are full Pell eligible, which is full financial aid. So I think a lot of times people don't know the federal dollars and the state dollars that are out there that can really fund education, and especially when it's at the rate that we are. So we really work with students to make sure that they are connected in to all of the financial aid that is available. And then we have thousands of dollars in scholarships that many of our donors within our community support our students in so many wonderful ways. It is affordable, but then it becomes even more affordable when you build in the financial aid and the scholarship dollars that we do have available.
And nothing that's wrong with ISU, Purdue, or IU, or any of those things, but you guys are a little bit more one-on-one because your school's a lot smaller. And if you're looking maybe for a little bit more accessibility to the people that are teaching the classes that you're learning from, oftentimes you meet these folks in the hallway, because there's not that huge crowd. You can really talk to these folks.
That is true. You know, the 4 years, as you indicated, Indiana State and our community, strong partners, St. Mary of the Woods, strong partners. We just serve a different niche for sure. At the community college, any community college system is going to be much more focused on really intimate connection with our students, really surrounding our students with the services that help them to succeed, very focused in on making sure that students who might be not quite ready for a college-level course, that we have the right curriculum and the right services around that to make sure that they are able to complete, really focus in on tutoring and developmental things and other wraparound services. You know, we provide mental health services and a food pantry on campus. So it's a scenario where we really surround our students to make sure that we break down as many barriers as possible for them so that they do complete.
One of the things that Ivy Tech does is serve the quote-unquote non-traditional or the more seasoned student. the more adult.
That's a, There you go. More adult. There you go.
And you guys do that through a lot of different programs, but also there's this thing that the state has come out with, the next level jobs. And some folks might find it surprising just how easily they might qualify to take part in that and learn a trade, learn what they need to learn from you guys if they just contact you.
Absolutely. The state has been very generous in funding for an initiative that the governor set up that is called Next Level Jobs, and that particular program is really focused in on, I said earlier, you know, we focus in on those high demand positions, and that's what this Next Level Jobs is all geared towards, and it's funding that is, there are some requirements, but the best thing that to do is to go out and actually apply for it. You can connect with our campus here, and we'll help you through the process of applying for the Next Level Jobs funding. And as I said earlier, we have scholarship dollars and those types of things. So if something were to happen that you didn't qualify for Next Level Jobs, then we go to the next thing and start figuring out like how we can surround you with other funding. But the Next Level Jobs, definitely we've had a great response of people coming back to college that, you know, maybe they never even thought about it, but this was the opportunity to get them a skill. So they may be at an entry-level position, and this is just the boost that they need to move up and provide a much more living wage for their family.
One of the things that I think a lot of folks might miss out on is just how wide the choices of programs are at Ivy Tech. Because you guys literally, and it sounds kind of odd, you can go to the Terre Haute School and you can learn anything from nursing to diesel mechanic. And you don't normally think of those two together. And then throw a little bit of agricultural education in on top of that. You guys really have a pretty wide range of programs.
We really do. I always say in the health field, if you walk into any one of our hospitals, if you're not seeing a doctor, you're probably seeing one of our students. So, you know, the health careers wide range from respiratory therapists to medical lab technicians to sonographers. You know, so that health field is definitely strong and serves that niche. But then in our IT area, we have cybersecurity. And as you mentioned, in our School of Technology, we have advanced automation robotics all the way to diesel to ag to heating and ventilation. So it runs a wide gamut. And then we have those transfer programs, which are, you know, a lot focused on the liberal arts general education, and that student is going to go strictly into a four-year degree or business administration. They're going to transfer on. So we definitely have a wide range and serve multiple types of students in that wide range.
The main thing people need to remember is not to be afraid to call you up and ask questions or stop by and go talk to somebody, and you can find out what's going on. What's next? What's on the horizon for Terre Haute and Ivy Tech? You know, we talk about all the different programs you have, but it seems like you're always kind of expanding and looking at where the demand is going to lead you as far as what you need to provide. So what's on the horizon?
Well, right now, I would say I mentioned the Precision Ag, and so that is our newest program. We also, so it's not a full program, but we have some certificate things within our MRI programming. So at this point, we're really kind of looking at programs that are already maybe on the books that we just need to focus in more. So for instance, in the computer information area, the cybersecurity is, I think, will be one of the areas that we grow substantially. We have 9 different programs within our computer area, and there's definitely potential growth. So it's not necessarily that we're going to bring a new program on, but I think that that's where we will see expansion just because of where society is going.
And I'm sure you're getting lots of support from area businesses and business leaders, not here in the Wabash Valley, but all over the state as well, that are telling you that they really need what you guys provide, because that's, as I've been told from folks at the state level, our biggest problem is not the fact that we don't have the jobs, we just don't have the people with the right training, and that's where you come in.
It really is, and so we work diligently to develop the relationships with companies, and actually I just came from a meeting talking with a company in our area and talking about how do we how do we make sure that the next people that you're going to hire in 2 years are there when you're ready for them? So working with companies to not only meet the need that they have today, but also looking 2 years down the road so that they're not coming to us at that point and saying, wait, we need these graduates. We're working alongside them to prepare them so when they are ready for them, they're ready to just hire them at that point. So it takes... and that goes back once again to the community college. The community college role is to be a strong community partner and to work with the businesses and to help make sure that we're fulfilling that need. So we continue to try and expand and make sure we're serving that niche with all of the businesses and industries in our communities.
And for people that think, oh, I probably can't do that. Well, you just had over 1,200 people that proved that wrong.
Exactly. And, you know, our commencement speaker last night was our commencement speaker for this year was Elizabeth Little, and she's a 2017 alum, and she works with the Salvation Army doing some fantastic things on generational poverty in our community. And that was her message of, you know, if you think that you can't do it, you're wrong, and you just need to take that first step. And what that 2-year degree will get you is something beyond what you ever dreamed of. So
if folks want to get a hold of you and find out where they fit in to Ivy Tech and how you guys can, I mean, let's face it, you're there. Your job is to help everybody else out here get the training they need to move on with their life. So who do they call to ask questions?
So the best place I would recommend is if they are able, it would be to just walk into our campus and walk into our Express Enrollment Center. It's kind of a one-stop shop, and they're there to work with you and get you through any questions that you may have. But you can always go to our website as well, which is ivytech.edu, and there's chats there. There's also the connections there that you can connect in, or you can call us any day, and that number is 812-299-1121.
And I know, too, that if folks are kind of sitting there, especially as we see the more seasoned people, if they're wondering, gee, do I have what it takes to maybe go into this or that job? I know that you guys have some kind of testing, too, that they can take like a test or a quiz that kind of helps figure out if they're really kind of qualified, if they're really set to go into a certain area that they might be interested in, too, right?
Correct. So we have some career exploration that we can work with somebody and it goes beyond that, beyond the test. So once they do that, if they still have some questions, our faculty are always willing to talk with them and meet with them to really kind of talk through what the program looks like, what it means, and then their academic advisor would help them as well. So it just we work diligently to be as open and available for anyone who has questions.
Leanne Crooks is the chancellor of the Terre Haute campus of Ivy Tech Community College on the south end of town there. As she said, you can go to ivytech.edu and look them up. 299-1121 is the number here in Terre Haute. Or you can just go onto the campus and go to their express enrollment area and talk to the folks there and find out everything you need to know. Leanne, thank you for being with us today, and thank you for listening for another Focus on Community. If you missed out on any part of our interview today, always head on over to our website and you can find it right there on the front page and listen to it back as part of a podcast. We'll see you next weekend.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.